President John Dramani Mahama will arrive this afternoon in Ankara, Turkey, as part of a four-day official visit to that country. The president is expected to open a new Ghana embassy in Ankara. The Ghana mission, which started operation in Turkey late last year, has been without an official office. The president's four-day visit is loaded with courtesy calls on the president of Turkey, Abdullah Gül, and Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan. President Mahama will also interact with some key industry players. The president will also hold bilateral meetings, visit some historic sites both in Ankara and Istanbul, and be hosted to private dinners. The president is accompanied by a high-powered delegation made up of caretaker ministers of foreign affairs, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith. Also in the delegation is the Minister Designate for Foreign Affairs and former Minister of Trade, Madam Hannah Tete. The others are the Executive Secretary to the President, Dr. Raymond Atuguba, Secretary to Cabinet, Roger Ansongmene, and some officials from the Foreign Ministry. Pascaline Adadivo has sent this report from Ankara, Turkey.
President Mahama's visit to Ankara, the administrative capital of Turkey, is to open Ghana's embassy in that country. The mission has since September last year been operating from an unofficial residence. Ghana has a lot to benefit from Turkey, which is an industrial giant. On the first day of his four-day stay in Ankara, President Mahama will visit the industrial zone of Turkey and interact with some key industry players. He will later be hosted to a private dinner by the Prime Minister of Turkey, Tayyip Erdogan. Defense Minister Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith is also expected to hold bilateral meeting with his Turkish counterpart. Turkey's military is an important institution in the country's governance structure. Official sources say the Turkish government has offered Ghana a plot free of charge to build a chancery. From Ankara, the political capital of Turkey, Pascaline Adadevo for Radio Ghana.